Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not doing anything illegal, but I don't want.
I ain't doing anything illegal either. I just came to make some trash.
Too much. I just want my baby.
Yeah, y'all. What a dude, though. It's your boy, Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Judy Black.
Judy!
And we're back.
And we're
back.
Back. Bars. What up, though? How you feeling?
Nice.
How was your weekend?
It was regular. I just binged on shit.
What you watch?
Stranger Things. First season and second season, so you know.
Yeah, I actually did the same thing. I'm not fully done. I'm up to, well, I already seen the season one, so I just started season two last night.
I'm
and
almost
then fell
done.
Asleep like on the first episode.
Oh,
when I woke
no,
up this
I
morning,
two,
I started again.
I think season two was way better than season one.
Well, don't tell me anything past episode
five
because that's where I'm at right now. I'm going to continue it. About that, though, I'm gonna talk about it a little bit more later, but some people are a little upset about Stranger Things making a political statement. I don't know if you peeped the picket sign outside of one of the houses that was it said like Reagan Bush 84,
right?
And this is set in 1984, so the girl, the first girl I heard this from was saying why did y'all do this? Like, now I gotta make a decision. Do I wanna continue to watch? Cause now y'all showing that y'all are, you know, that y'all were or are Republican, I guess, in a sense. And it's kinda like one of those things where it's like out of sight, out of mind. Cause you know there's probably tons of shows on right now where we don't know the showrunners, who they're political, who they're for. But it's like, if you don't say anything, just keep it at that. We don't gotta know. But the fact that you're making it a statement about it is like, do you feel that way? Do you think
I ain't even peeped it, honestly.
Person overreacting? No. You didn't peep?
I know I ain't.
They showed it twice. I'm like, yo, they really
peep.
Trying to.
And
make
I usually
this
notice
clear,
everything.
Like. Yeah.
I usually
right
notice
there,
everything.
Bush,
I ain't
84.
Even peeped it.
So, but yeah, if you were like, I don't know. I will say, though, compared to the first season, the second season is tackling more on some race stuff, like with the guy not wanting his sister to hang out with the black kid at the school, shit like that. They didn't do none of that
mm-hmm.
in the first season, so it's like, I guess they're trying to get political in a sense, and I don't know.
Let's talk about his lips, though. He got the smoke lips. Like,
what
bro, for real, what is you smoking?
Me?
What is you smoking, Black and Miles? Like, what are you smoking?
I don't know. but yeah, so I digress. Let's tell the people what we're going to be talking about today. Stranger Things is good, though. If y'all haven't seen it yet, check it out. We're talking about Meek Mill today. Has the judge who sentenced him being investigated by the FBI, and also this situation with the bail hearing that it was scheduled and it wasn't. Gabby Douglas, you may remember her from the Olympics, the gymnast,
uh-huh.
the black one.
She is under fire for what they're calling victim shaming for these for rape victims. I'm gonna tell y'all about that. Usher lawsuit dropped, the $20 million lawsuit. Was dropped. We talking about that. Talking about Get Out. You know the movie Get Out is gonna be in the comedy category at the Golden Globes. And people are like, so our story is a joke to y'all? Like, what is going on? Why is this in the comedy category? A bunch of other shit. And then we got what blows mine a little bit later. That's part of the show. We say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. But let's kick it off like we always do with the question of the day. If your life were a book, what would the title be? If your life were a book, what would you say? Judy.
Well, I go, we gotta start with me, but all right.
You want me to?
Nah.
Go ahead.
Show them how to move in a world full of users.
That's good. That's good.
So that's basically what this world is all about. Users, losers, and beggars. But I'll get to that in what blows minds.
Mine would be I am confusion. America explained. I am confusion. Like, yo, at least 9 times a day or more, I'm like what? Like, it's one of those, like, yo, what is happening? Like, this world is just so crazy. Still trying to figure it out. So that would what my title would be. I am confusion. Right. America explained. We have some responses from people on social media, and at any point, anybody listening right now, if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, just press 1 and we'll bring you on. Or call us up 646-716-8544. You got the responses, Judy?
Do I have the responses? Yeah, I got the responses.
Do you care to tell us what they are?
Yeah. Queen Mimi 40, she said misunderstood.
Okay.
Triple net agent came through like a wrecking ball. That sounds wicked. Hokey
that
Mama.
Would actually, I would want to pick that up. Actually, that's a little intriguing.
Came through like a wrecking ball. I wouldn't pick that up. Hokey Mama 78 said, "Don't get too comfortable."
Uh huh. Foreword by Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could dig it. We'll
just
get to some more responses. Throughout the show, let's go into what's hot in the blogs. Meek Millie. So he got sentenced, outstanding time. People like, what? And then his lawyers and stuff came out with the stories about the judge, and now it turns out the judge is actually being investigated by the FBI for her. What's the word? Just like trying to get him to do things, and if he don't, he will be punished. Like, they feel like she had like a personal vendetta against him, so extortion, I guess, and coercion, I guess.
Misuse
all
of
that.
Power.
Yes.
Misuse of power.
Yes. She asked him to do remix Boys to Men on Bending Knee and give her a shout out. He refused. She said, okay, suit yourself. Like, shit like that. They say she been investigate. They've been
undercover FBI agent has been in the courtroom monitoring Meek's proceedings since April of last year, they say. So some of these undercovers probably already got already knew what was happening and stuff. And then when it came to a head, now they officially investigating her about it. What you think?
I think throw her in the jail. Throw her under the jail. I don't care about none of that. She's misusing her power. I don't want to hear nothing. She's misusing her power. Fuck
right.
That. How dare you ask him, one, to change his label, and two, to put, shout you out on a song?
Right.
How does that determine his freedom? That has nothing to do with what he has been here for. Are you fucking
right.
kidding me?
Speaking of throw it under the jail, I don't know if you watch How to Get Away with Murder. Do you?
I haven't. I have to catch up. Maybe I could binge watch that later.
Yeah, you should. I'm not going to tell you nothing about it, but that finale that just happened on Thursday, that shit was so crazy. But I brought that up because the judge in one of the scenes, like, every 2 minutes she was threatening. No, actually, I'm getting it confused. It wasn't How to Get Away with Murder. It was Empire. With a judge, every 2 seconds was threatening to throw them under the jail. Did you see it?
Say that again?
Every 2 seconds, the judge was threatening to throw them under the jail. Like, anybody who would yell out
something in the court.
He's just like, you will be under my jail, like, just every 5 minutes. So when you said that, it reminded me of that. That was funny.
Right.
That's true,
which is true.
Still on the subject of Meek Mill, aside from the judge being investigated, this bail hearing. People were hype, like chanting and posting LeBron James, Kevin Hart. Everybody who was like for him, when this news came out, they all posted about it. Like, yes, Meek Mill has a new bail hearing set for December something. And then it turns out, nah, that's not true. It was a clerical error.
Just
got everybody hopes
up. In jail.
Son, under the jail. So, like, it's crazy. So what happened was someone, Meek Mill's legal team electronically filed a motion requesting a bail pending appeal under his birth name, Robert Williams. And then the person who scheduled this didn't realize that Robert Williams, when she read the name, was Meek Mill. So she scheduled it for Robert Williams. And then they like, Meek is not getting no hearing, so scratch that. Clerical error. And they're saying that the judge schedules her own hearings. So it was a whole mix up. And I would be tight, as a lot of people are tight all over again.
Yeah, I'm tight. Why are you playing with this man's freedom?
Confusion. Word.
And it's crazy because
emotion.
People actually are rooting for him. And that's, you don't hardly see that, you know what I'm saying, because he was taking a lot of L's the past couple of years, and just to see that all these celebrities and fans are actually showing out for him is like, wow, you know what I'm saying, after all the jokes and everything and all the memes, and they're actually, like, they want to see him out. I think that's dope. Like, this
Definitely.
Man has suffered enough. Between Nicki Minaj
and
the L's, this man has suffered enough.
It's really because of the injustice of it all. Like,
just like you mentioned earlier, abuse of power, like son.
Word.
Get out of here.
And something that happened in 2009, crazy.
Yeah.
So much could change in a New York minute. So imagine in 11 years or however long it's been, I don't know.
That was like the first injustice, the fact that he's on probation all these many years. Crazy. So let's move on to Gabby Douglas, the Olympian, Team USA, bodied it last Olympics.
All right.
And now she's being bodied online, I guess.
It's over for her. Let's see what she
it
has
seems,
to say.
Right? Like, so you know this whole rape situation that's going on with sexual assault allegations with Hollywood and just everybody in this whole hashtag Me Too situation.
Right.
And a lot of people are coming out saying their stories, what happened. And Gabby decided to put her two cents into it. And first, one of her teammates from Team USA first tweeted out, said, just because a woman does a sexy photo shoot or wears a sexy outfit does not give a man the right to shame her or not believe her when she comes forward about sexual abuse. To which Gabby responded, however, it is our responsibility as women to dress modestly and be classy. Dressing in a provocative sexual way entices the wrong crowd.
That don't
and
mean
she
shit.
Caught hell.
That don't mean
right.
shit. Dressing in a classy way. Look at this dude. What's Terry Crews? He was in, in a party with a tux, and niggas grabbed his dick. What the fuck that mean? Like, fully dressed.
Dressed
to impress. Classy. And niggas still grabbed on his ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I
want to
hear it.
Perverts. I think she realized it probably real quick because she deleted the tweet. But it's too late because once you tweet something out or post something or anything, it lives forever. It's like
it's
niggas just wait and just screenshot immediately.
Yes.
No matter
first
what it is.
The person that sees it is going to screenshot it.
Screenshot it. Fine. Got you. And how old is she now? She's still young, right? Like, maybe she just don't know any better. Like, what do you think? I think she, I don't know.
I don't know how old she is, but I know she was.
She still got a lot to learn.
And yeah, she was raised by Caucasians, so I've heard.
Oh, yeah?
I think she was adopted, raised by Caucasians.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Look it up.
Yeah, I didn't know that. A listener says she's just an idiot.
Who knows how to flip?
Right. I don't know. Like, we'll see. We'll see. I want to see what she says.
What's her name again?
To Gabrielle Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas.
They call it Gabby Douglas. I want to see what she says now in response. That'll let me know if she's just an idiot or not. Like, how she responds to it. Because I feel like she just young, misspoke, like, don't know any better. That the way you dress does not mean nothing.
Oh no!
So I
want to
see what
she's
she says
not,
next.
I don't think she is. Okay.
I'm curious to know too.
I'm thinking this is the other one. The other girl.
Oh, the short one.
The short one. Yeah. I thought it was her.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember her. I forget her name. Simone.
Simone.
That's Simone.
And it's funny because speaking of Simone, Simone actually was one of the people who kind of went in on Gabby. Like, so that's going to make for awkward next Olympics, right? Like, if they all on the same Team USA.
Well,
she said it shocks me. She said it shocks me that I'm seeing this, but it doesn't surprise me. Honestly, seeing this brings me to tears because as your teammate, I expected more from you and to support her, meaning support Allie, the one who tweeted first. She said, I support you, Allie, and all the other women out there. Stay strong. But the fact that she said shocks me that I'm seeing this, but it doesn't surprise me. It's like, what are you saying, Simone?
Because she was ugly and it never happened to her. Now she got a little glow up and she don't know how to act. So fact.
Nigga said she got a little glow up. Listener said it's easier for people to talk when they haven't been there. Women get money based on appearance these days, so it ties in with their image and profession.
What did I say? Haven't been there because she was ugly, so nobody even try to touch that.
I'm done. Yikes. We'll see what happens, Gabby. I want to see what she says next. Let's move on. Irsha, baby. He's almost in the clear because this lawsuit, $20 million lawsuit that was filed, it included three people, two girls and a guy who said he gave them herpes. And now the lawsuit is being dropped. Dismissed. And there was a guy in there too. There's no saying if it's true or false, but
come on now.
The reason why TMZ doing their due diligence as always. They got a conversation that one of the plaintiffs were she was caught recorded on a phone saying that she had protected sex with Usher. This was 2 days before the lawsuit was filed. So because of that, her lawyers made the move to dismiss the lawsuit.
Homegirl probably has sex with so many people she don't even know who gave her what.
Crazy. I just think she just saw an opportunity because there was some court documents that leaked that showed that Usher paid some woman in 2012 $1.1 million to settle after she said she contacted herpes for him. So she saw that and was like, word, I got herpes too.
Why would you want to even say that though?
It's all about
that's
the
gonna
Benjamin,
follow you
baby.
Forever.
It's
gonna follow you
Benjamin.
Forever. Now everybody's gonna look at her like you got herpes.
Mhm.
Right.
Mhm. Right on. It's all about the Benjamins.
What did
I
you say?
What? What?
Your song said, what did you say? And you said, I said. Oh, it won't stop.
I feel like the same way I think people lie when they lie about being raped, how they should be prosecuted. I feel like this falls in that same category.
Right.
Like she should be prosecuted.
Right. Should.
Like,
she should.
Put her under the jail with the judge and who else we put under there? I forget, but put her under there too.
Oh,
she actually had a counter suit
on her.
On yeah, like I guess in reaction to that.
But what is she gonna get really out of that? What is she gonna get out of her?
It was probably more just to like clear his name.
Right.
But I don't know. Get something. Let's move on. Once again, anybody listening, y'all want to comment, chime in, give us your two cents on anything we're talking about, press 1 or call us up 646-716-8544. Let's go to Get Out. The movie Get Out. It's like a thriller, horror, sci-fi, I don't know, everything but a comedy, but that's the category that is going to be in for the
that's crazy.
2018 Golden Globes.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
I
am
confused.
Stuff that's really happening. Like, this is, you know what I feel? I feel like a lot of these movies that they come out with, sci-fi movies, you know, historical movies, movies like Get Out, like, this stuff is really happening. You think motherfuckers is really making this up? No, they're not that creative. They just know about things that's going on that we don't know, and that's how I truly feel. So I feel like, why is this so funny? Like, for instance, the student that was found in the gym, rolled up in the mat, his body parts were missing, and he was stuffed with newspaper. Like, that's not made up.
Right. That's what I
where did his, organs go? Well, not his body parts, his organs. Like, where did they go?
Right. And I still haven't heard anything regarding that.
Exactly.
This is not the first time, though, that the Golden Globes did this. Last year, they put the movie The Martian in the comedy category. I don't know if you've seen that movie with Matt Damon. That wasn't a comedy at all. This was a guy that was left on the moon for X amount of days. And I think he finally found his way back. Something. But nonetheless, it wasn't a comedy. But it actually won in that category. So I'm like, wait, is it like a thing where it's like we ran out of space and the category you're supposed to be in, so we're going to throw you here? Or let's put you here because it's going to be an easy win.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like a unfair fight, in a sense. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Jordan Peele, the guy who directed the movie, he released a statement about it. He said, when I originally heard the idea of placing it in the comedy category, it didn't register to me as an issue. He said, I missed it. He said, there's no category for social thriller, so what? I moved on. He went on to say, he said, the reason for the visceral response to this movie being called a comedy is that we are still living in a time in which African-American cries for justice aren't being taken seriously. It is important to acknowledge that though there are many funny moments, the systemic racism that the movie is about is very real. More than anything, it shows me that film can be a force for change. At the end of the day, call Get Out horror, comedy, drama, action, or documentary. I don't care. Whatever you call it, just know it's our truth.
Maybe because it's him. You know, he's mostly like put in comedy.
Yeah, he is a comedian.
So maybe it's because of him, but I don't think that should justify what it is. I mean, I don't think that it should say that it's a comedy just because he, you know, was creating.
Because the director is a comedian.
More to comedy, right?
The listener said the same thing. I think because he's such a force in comedy, they classed it that way. In all of the promo, I saw his name as the main point, so I thought it would be a comedy.
Right. But this is like one of his more serious films.
Yeah. It was one of those, like...
So if Stephen King was to make a movie, and it's supposed to be categorized as a horror film, as he always does, and you laugh
a
little here, a little there, does that mean it's a comedy now because you laugh? It might be one of two situations where it was funny. Let's just say, for example, and Get Out, the best friend who had the dog, he was so funny does that mean that this is a comedy now because we had a few laughs?
Right.
No, it doesn't. This is fucking real.
Right. And mostly every movie nowadays, no matter how serious, they'll throw some comedic punchlines in there just to, like, you know, take the seriousness away for a second. But
right.
What would be worse, though, is if he's in this category and loses still, like, then it's really going to be like, we weren't supposed to be in there anyway.
Who knows?
Get Out. You know, I still never seen the first 5 minutes of it.
Wait, did we go see that together or no?
Yeah, remember we missed the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Oh, I know why.
I don't know why.
Maybe you?
Oh.
Always running late?
I don't even remember why, but I gotta catch the first 5 minutes. Yo, speaking of which, I was on a flight recently and I seen Girls Trip again. And I forgot originally that I missed like the first 15 minutes of that movie. And I'm watching it and I'm like, yo, like, what? I don't remember none of this. And I'm like, oh, that's because I didn't see none of this.
I can't get into that movie. I don't know why.
For real? That shit was
hilarious. Yeah, I can't. Well, I couldn't get into Stranger Things and I think it's dope now, so maybe I should give it another shot. I don't know.
Yeah. Stranger Things took me a good 3 episodes before I was like all in.
Right.
At first I was like, So, yeah. I find that it depends where you watch movies at too. Like, whether you're gonna like it or not.
Right.
Like, if you're watching it in your crib on the little 20-inch and you're like cooking at the same time and or Netflix and chilling, you know what I mean? Like, and you're not really paying attention to it, like, all that play a part.
I don't know. Because there's a few things that I couldn't watch at home that I did watch on the flight. And I was like, oh, this is actually good, you know?
Because you had no choice but to be focused.
Well, there's a lot of choices. You just got to, you know, pick which you want to watch. They have a few choices on the flight.
Right. I was researching this other story that I wanted to talk about, the parking tickets in New York. You heard about the Department of Finance is losing like $26 million because of a mistake they made.
What?
Which resulted in them having to cancel several of hundreds of thousands of parking tickets and refund several of hundreds of thousands of others because of a mistake in the wording on the ticket, I believe it was. It was like a code. You know how they got like codes and shit on there? I never really look at that. I just look at how much it's going to cost. But it was something with the coding or some wording that wasn't updated. And every ticket that had that outdated information had to be canceled and refunded. Yeah. I wonder how they giving this back to the people, though. Like, are you going to send us an email, like, on some...
Right.
Or... You know,
cause I got a whole bunch that I have made in the past couple of years, baby.
It affected more than 400,000.
The slightest
drivers.
Mistake could help you beat the ticket. I've beaten two tickets due to an officer's negligence in his report. Knowing damn well I did that shit. And the day could be wrong, weather could be wrong, you know, the day could be wrong, and they dismissed the whole shit.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, run me my money. Yeah.
I had an officer, he put a whole wrong address on my joint of where I was in front of. Like, entirely wrong. And I'm like, wait, what? But what's funny is when he handed me the ticket, he gave it to me as if he was doing me a favor. I think he had good intentions because he was like, I didn't give you, it was something. I wasn't near a hydrant, but he said something about, dang, what was the scenario? Let's just say I was near a hydrant. And he said, I didn't give you a hydrant. I gave you a no standing, I guess, to make it less or whatever. So And then I look at it, and it shows a whole nother address. So I guess that's what he had to do to make it a no standing. I don't know. But
I don't know if I told y'all the story, but I recently beat a ticket because I had went to the meter. I put in for a dollar, and I was going to somewhere on the block, I don't know where, and I saw the meter man coming down the block. Like, I saw him. So I'm standing in front of my car getting ready to cross, and when I closed the door, my ticket slipped because of the wind. So by the time I got to my car, of course I had a ticket. Like, this man saw me do all of this. He saw me and still gave me a ticket. So I went, even though it was out of my way, I beat the ticket. But he could have said, excuse me, miss. Because by the time I got to the other side of the street, he was giving me a ticket. But I ain't turned around and looked, so I didn't know. He could have said, look, you know, like a decent human being, no. His thirsty ass went to put in his quota.
Crazy. I am confusion. Crazy. Let's move on to Forbes 30 under 30 list came out. These are like the top influential people, I guess, under the age of 30. And guess who's on the list making money moves? Cardi B. Like, she's really having a great year.
Definitely.
A great year. How you on Forbes 30 under 30? And you only been like 30 days. You've been
like a year and a half, we're going to say.
Like
2 years.
It's been like
quick. She's been known for a minute because, you know, she's been on Instagram.
True.
But as far as on TV and making music, let's just say a year and a half.
Yeah.
That shouts to Cardi.
Dope.
Yes.
Super dope. What do you think about Jocelyn Hernandez putting out a diss song for Cardi? Like,
you don't got the audio of that?
I wish, but nah, I don't. But Jocelyn,
I don't even understand what she's saying. All I understand is bloody bitch, bloody my ass, drag a Bronx bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I understand. Like, I really don't understand really nothing else other than that.
Same here.
I really don't understand. Like, I feel like she's mad salty because she's been on a Love & Hip Hop franchise for more. Well, since day one, actually, right? Because they start with they didn't start with Atlanta. They started with New York. But from day one of Atlanta,
from
which
day
was
one
the
of
second,
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah. which was the second Love & Hip Hop. She's been on there. She tried to make her money move. She tried with the music, but unfortunately, we can't understand nothing she's saying. We all just look at you as a stripper that don't want to go back to the club that was allegedly married to Stevie J, who is absolutely dumb as fuck, and we really don't care about you anymore. We just want to know what's going to happen to you now that you have this moment that I made a diss track of Run Me My Money, Run Me My Money. And we just want to know what's going to happen. Like, are you going to be at the bottom of the barrel? Like, are you going to try to do another reality show? We just really don't care.
Yikes. Set it off. I don't know. I guess because Jocelyn is like the self-proclaimed like Puerto Rican princess, and she want to be that face for like Latin slash English American music or whatever. Like, and then Cardi comes in and just like skyrockets, and she's doing like the reggaeton and the Spanglish joints. And so she got Jocelyn feeling away.
And they actually saying, well, they actually said that she was jealous of Cardi B or whatever. They also say that it's this new, should I say character, because it's scripted, on Love & Hip Hop named Anais. And she's also a Latin artist. She's won American Idol, the Spanish American Idol or whatever. But this girl actually has talent. I listened to one of her songs the other day, and she actually has talent, because I was wondering, like, I didn't hear no music yet. Like, where's her music? So I went on YouTube and I listened to something, and this girl can actually sing. So I don't think Jocelyn should compare to herself to anybody, because, bitch, you don't have no talent. The only talent you have is maybe on the pole and in the gym, and that's it. That's it.
Nah, see. And that's another thing her and Cardi had in common. They both came from the strip club, so maybe they knew each other before.
Who knows? Probably not.
Crazy. More money, more problems, Cardi. You heard,
that's
Biggie.
A fact. Nobody don't really care about Jocelyn no more. I'm sorry. She just got too big for her. Like, her head is just too big for her own good. Because it's like, all right, you was on a few episodes. I mean, a few seasons of Love & Hip Hop. And then you did a little acting here and there. But, bitch, you still trash. I don't care what nobody says.
Yikes. Alright, last but not least, before we get into what blows mine, let's talk about Nicki Minaj and her breaking the internet with the Paper Magazine cover. I'm sure everybody's seen this cover. Nicki, is like three of her on the cover. She's like spread out, bent over, tongue out, like everything you can think of.
Fucking most.
And they had the title of the article was "Break the Internet." Yeah, everybody talking. What you thought?
I think that it's a fucking shame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not on no sides. I love Nicki, I love Remy, I love Kim, I love MC Light, I love Queen Latifah, I love Cardi. All them hoes, I love them. You know what I'm saying? But I think Nicki Minaj is reaching. First, she's trying to distract us from the fact that her brother got jail time now for this pedophile behavior of his. One. Two, she's trying to distract us from, wake me up, wake me up. But it's not gonna happen.
In the morning,
we still waiting for an album. You understand? So she's reaching right now. You're desperate. You're done. You're finished. And Remy been saying that for a long time. She's finished. And I actually see it coming. So now you got to show titties and ass. You was actually going the classy route for a while. Like, you threw away the Barbie image. You stopped throwing all that stupid shit on your head. You went black, you know, maybe blonde sometimes. Now you're, like, going backwards. I don't understand. I think she's desperate right now. You ask me. Stop trying to distract us.
Crazy.
What you think?
I think I don't know what's going on with the music, with the album. I think it's out of her control, so I think she's doing everything. I think she's doing everything that she can control,
right.
Which is what you saw.
Feel like she got a prostitute show her titties and ass just to get attention. Nikki never did that before.
I mean, she's been provocative, like she's.
But
she's
not
been,
like this. Not like this. Not like this. Come on, we expect that from like a Kim Kardashian. Not like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have kids one day. You're gonna have kids one day. They're gonna see this.
Eve was actually catching some flack because she, first, congratulations for being a new co-host on The Talk. She was on there, they asked her about it, and she said, like, she basically is not here for it. She wasn't condoning it, and people was going in on her, like, pulling up old stuff from her past.
Past.
Like, mad shit.
Past.
Right.
We call that before, okay? Now Eve is a married woman. You won't see her trying to show her titties and her paw prints just to revive her musical career. No. we're not seeing that. I understand totally what she's saying, you know what I'm saying? She's saying, like, okay, yes, I did that. Okay, yes, I was a stripper. Okay, yes, I did have a sex tape, but that was before. This is now.
Yeah.
Nikki, you don't got to do all of this. Like, she don't got to do all of this. You got your money. You got your fans. You know what I'm saying? Your delusional fans. We don't have to see that part of you no more. Try to come up with something else instead of titties and ass.
When the morning comes. Yikes. Once again, anybody listening, you want to chime in, give us your 2 cents, press 1 or call us up 646-716-8544. We're going to get ready to get into what blows mine. This is the part of the show where we say we get under our skin, works our nerves. Let's get that theme music popping off. One dime.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it.
Shut up. What blows mine, like I said, is a part of this show. We say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. What have you seen, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544 or press 1 right now. Right now. You want to kick it or should I kick it?
No, you kick it. I'm always kicking it.
Alright. So, boom. Right? Nah. What blows my mind is people who, when they listen to our show, and I appreciate you, but when we tell people to press 1 and they don't until we're ending the show. It's like 5 seconds left of the show, and it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then someone presses 1 at the very, very last second. We gone. We already out the building, lights out.
That's why customers who can't decide what they want when it's time for the store to close.
Some employees be upset. But yeah, that blows my mind. Like, come on. You know you want to say something, say it. Wake me up. What you got?
What blows minds is New York City. People be begging so much. You can't go nowhere without somebody begging. You on a train, you got dancers. I mean, they working for it because they dancing. You got the candy sellers. I mean, they working for it because they selling candy. You got people that just get on, talking about, I'm an old vet. You know, they begging for money, talking about they sick, they kids or whatever, whatever. Me personally, my best friend is a vet, and she got, there's so many ways to get money out of them. You just got to know what and where to get it. You know, you stop at a light, somebody's asking you for money. You getting off the highway, somebody right there asking for money.
In the weirdest,
you know what
places.
I'm saying?
Like, how do you even get up there?
Right. I mean, it's this guy yesterday was on the highway begging for money. Like, why are you here? Why are you here?
Crazy.
You're going
to
die.
Begging
why
to
are
hit.
You here? Begging
right.
to get money. Like, we can't go nowhere. Like, first of all, I mean, I know they say you get blessings by helping the unfortunate. But damn, I feel like, am I taking care of all these motherfuckers? Like, y'all not even on
that
my mommy. Budget. Y'all not even on my budget. Like, I can't just keep giving money out here, then, third. Like, no. And then when we give y'all pennies, it's like, it's not enough.
Pennies.
I remember one time my mother gave this lady that used to sleep in the hallway on our floor, she gave her a pink coat. She threw it down the incinerator. She saw it hanging on the How dare you?
I don't want this
shit. They gave
shit.
Her pork. They gave her a pork rib, and she threw it on the floor and kept walking with the rest of the plate. Like, I thought you was hungry. You think
like
you
I'm
got
homeless, but I
now?
Still got taste. No, let me stop.
Like, it's, are you kidding me? It's just like New York is just
crazy.
Disgusting to me. People are so spoiled in New York. In America, period. It's not even fun.
America, explain. Explain America.
Word.
Yo. A listener said she was a Muslim.
Word.
Yo, along the lines of what you're saying, when you mentioned the trains thing, like, the A train is probably the worst. Like, literally, they, like, in shifts. Like, the lady with her story about her losing everything and her kids and her is homeless, she gets on. She gets off the next stop. As she's walking out, the candy guy comes on. As he walking out the next stop, the vet, like you said, comes on. Then the dancers. It's like, bruh, like, y'all clocking in and out on this train. Like, I'm tapped out. I gave it to the first
my
guy.
Advice.
Like, you
right.
lost.
My advice is just don't give them eye contact. And I told that to my godsons one time. He was taking the train. They ain't know. You know, I said,
yeah.
don't look them in the eye. Because you look them in the eye, they're going to come straight to you. Don't look
Yo,
them in the
I
eye.
I had a guy once, though. I tried that trick. But I felt good after because he must have been legit hungry or he just had the biggest balls in the world because I was eating a cookie and he comes on and I really wanted this cookie. I'm like, damn, like I don't want to get this guy this cookie. Like, so I had my head down, hand down. Sun came under to my viewpoint. Like, imagine me got my head down. He came, like, tilted down to my eye viewpoint and handed his hand. I placed the cookie in his hand. I had no choice. I'm like, are you serious? But he must have really been hungry, like, to do that. So I was like, you know what? You got that. You got to have it.
No, me, it. When they be like, oh, can you? One time I was like, you know, I was at the laundry man. I was like, damn, I got to take some off for some orange shoes. But then I was like, you know what? But you got Wooders in the trunk. You don't need no damn army shoes. Why waste your money on some army shoes? Then somebody had the nerve to come by and say, can you give me a couple of, can you give me some money so I can get an army shoe? In my head, I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't even want to get myself a damn army shoe. I'm going to give you some army shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you fucking kidding me? It's just ridiculous. Like, it's so ridiculous. And that's what I do sometimes. And they be like, oh, can you give me some money so I can give me something to eat? Can you get me something to eat? Do you know if I ate today? Shit. It'd be so
crazy.
Annoying. God forgive
me,
but it's so annoying.
The annoying part for me is when they look perfectly intact. Like,
right.
Clothes
able-bodied.
Is good. Like,
right.
Able, like this guy stands near the train station where I live. By the it's like a check cashing in the pizza shop. And he stands there, and you looking at him. He looks like you look like you can go get a job, like, and you look like presentable enough. Your clothes isn't dirty. You came out of somebody's house right now, like, so I don't understand. Like, can you just not get a job? Or you just prefer not to? Like, no one's hiring you. Like,
I honestly think they make more
know.
Money begging than we do working.
Yeah, I can
honestly.
See that. I can see that. Because there's millions
check
of people
free.
Walking around.
Check
and
free.
Niggas giving you dollar. That shit gonna add right on up.
They get food stamps. They probably living better than us. They get food stamps. They get disability. They probably collect cans and bottles. And they begging on a by the light.
Mm-hmm.
Tax free. Come on now. It's just, I'm over it.
Crazy.
What you got?
I'm tapped. I'm tapped out. Last call for alcohol,
well,
though.
Well,
I'm
going to tell y'all what blows mine, because I told you the other day. When the guy show up and you tell him what you want, like, first of all, don't even think about coming to my house empty-handed, okay? If you coming over, I don't care who you are. You better bring a soda, a roll of tissue. I don't drink soda, but juice, something. Bring something. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coming over here without a bag in your hand, or don't come over here with a bag in your hand and nothing in the bag is for me. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you dumb?
Right. How about flowers? All right, they all cool, they pretty and everything like that, but what the fuck I'm going to do with them besides put them on my table? Give me something I could use. Like, somebody buys me, somebody asked me the other day what you want out the store. I'm like, oh, give me a pineapple. I could use a pineapple. I could use a pineapple. I know you're like, this is for the pineapples. Yes, I see the row of pineapples right there. I see the row of pineapples right there. They're available. Get me one. This nigga come back with five roses. Not even six.
Wow.
Five. Not even six. Five. Like, you ain't even bring me six. You bringing me five fucking roses. What I'm gonna do with these roses? They gonna sit on my table. They gonna die. At least if you give me a pineapple, I can chop the bitch up, snack on it. By the time you get ready to eat it, pineapple. You know what I'm saying? Don't you want to taste the fucking rainbow when you eating? Give me some fruit. Give me something I can use. Something to nourish my body. You gonna give me some roses? That's going to rot and die within 5 days. I ain't with it.
Jeez. Y'all heard that?
Can't. Give me something I can use. Don't bring me no teddy bear, because it's going to take up space. Don't bring me no chocolates, because it's going to make me fat. Don't bring me no fucking roses, no flowers, because it's just going to sit there and die. Bring me something I can use. Some soap, some toilet paper. Give me a money order. Give me something I can use.
Nigga said a money order.
Shit. Tired of this.
I am confused.
Word. I'm tired. It's over. I'm just over this shit.
Wow. crazy. Last call for alcohol. Anybody listening? Press numero uno. Tell us what blows yours. In the meantime, in between time, you have something else?
Nah, I'm good. I think I'm angry enough.
Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Hollywood and Friends Radio at gmail.com. Where can people find you?
Just tell them. Damn. Why do I tell them all the time? If you a listener, you already know. If you a faithful listener, you already know.
Judy Black. I'm Hollywood Everywhere. Follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue at Hampton Blue Network BLU, and follow our third co-host at Vinyl Music Everywhere. That's it. Any last words?
Well, nah, let's be out. That's it.
We out. Send deuces. It. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.